technical issues. So could you just go over the flower?
The flower thing, yeah. Okay. Well, we were gifted from Grow South Dakota. It's an organization I happen to sit on the board, but that had nothing to do with the gift. They provide, that organization does a lot of things for communities and homeowners, and they gifted us and some other communities with some musical flowers. So these are metal flowers that have been installed in three parks in Fort Pierre, Fisher's Lily Park and the park area near the swimming pool, and the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Park, which is a community park in Marion's Acres. And so today we have invited the kindergartners and the first graders from the Stanley County Gold Program to come and help us initiate these flowers, and they'll all have a chance to try them out, and we'll get some good photo ops, and hope to have some media there to promote it. It's a fun thing. It'll be a fun thing, fun addition to the parks.
Absolutely. What was the first thing? Because I don't think anybody heard you because of the technical issues.
Oh, the first thing I talked about was the Indian Relays are coming back to Fort Pierre in May, and this will be their kickoff event for the year. And so we will keep talking about that as the time gets closer. But we were just excited to know that they will be back.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Well, it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Will.
I hope I have plenty of opportunities to talk with you again.
Well, I'm here every Thursday, or if I'm not here, I send somebody who has something more important to talk about. So, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. And that was Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen and People in Your Neighborhood. We have another guest coming up here pretty soon. But in the meantime, we have a little message from the sponsor, Ali Real Estate.
And we are back with People in Your Neighborhood. Now I am joined by Danny from the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good morning, I am fantastic.
Yeah, here is Community Bash, and so that is tonight, actually. We will have Philip Bowen. He is from America's Got Talent. He is a singer-songwriter out of the Appalachian Virginia Mountains. And so he will be here tonight, singing for us and playing his fiddle. So we will be doing that tonight, and that'll be from 5:30 to 8. So if you guys are interested, we have a few tickets left for sale, and those will be at the door. You can purchase them, and once you get there, we'll also have some door prizes available. So it'll definitely be a fun night of just talking with everybody and just a good night for a party. So we'll have that tonight, and then next week on December 16th, Santa will be visiting East Pierre Landscape Garden Center with his reindeer. And so that'll be something that we're partnering with them about. We want to thank McDonald's for sponsoring some cookies for us and donating those. So those will be available to the first 80 people at the door. And then that is going to go from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 16th. The last thing that we have kind of coming up here, for those who are into the hunting, fishing side of life, we do a little bit of everything here at the Chamber. We will be having the January registration will be open for Sharp Showdown. This will be our second annual fishing tournament that we will be running this year. The tournament will happen late April. And then, like I said, registration will open January 1st, and that is for all fishing tournaments run by the fishing crew. And you can go and register either through our website, pier.org, or you can pop over to the fishing crew website, and he will have all of the information as well as the registration forms. So if you guys are interested in either of those events or any of them in general, go ahead, check out our website, www.pier.org, and you guys can go find out all of the good things going on in the community and kind of what we're doing around here as well.
That sounds great. I love fishing, and not really so much of a hunting person. My stepdad, when I was a teenager, tried to get me to go hunting with him. I had anything against it. I was a teenager, and I just wasn't interested.
I grew up hunting, so I'm a big hunter more than a fisher myself. So I am partial to both because I've got a lot of family out here, so I grew up around all of it, but it's always a good time to do it. And like I said, fishing tournament, it's unique, it's different, it's something you don't get to do every day, and we have a lot of visitors that come to town for it. So it'll be a good event this year. We're excited.
Okay, so once again, if anybody wants more information, what was the website?
It'll be www.pier.org, and you can find all of the information on our community calendar, and we will be available for any questions you may have. Just give the chamber a call.
Okay, and it was great to meet you.
Yeah, it was wonderful meeting you too today.
I'm sure we'll be able to speak again in the near future. And that was Danny with the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. This has been People in Your Neighborhood right here on KGFX.